Welcome to another episode of
In Case You Missed It.
Well, I thought I could be Superfly DJ, man.
It was awesome.
But apparently it's awful.
Run DMJ.
But since we did it.
You the man.
I'm going to force this upon you.
You did great.
So it's Maren Morris Rich mixed with Steve Miller Band, The Joker. And they are similar.
They match
you. I'm a smoker. I'm a midnight joker. Talking about me, baby. You say I'm doing you wrong. Well, don't you worry, don't worry, no, don't worry, mama. Cause I'm right here at home. You're the cutest thing I ever did.
Had a nice conversation this morning about a bride who's, she wanted to get her bridesmaids fat.
Well, her dream came true.
Yeah, so she wanted to look skinnier.
Brides, wow. Ladies.
Ooh, I know the story you're about to read.
Gosh.
Saw that.
I mean.
Couldn't believe she done that.
Psychotic, maybe, is what this is. There's a woman in Australia. Her name is Penny.
Listen to Penny.
And she just shared the story of what she did before her wedding to try to guarantee she'd look better than her bridesmaids.
This chick was something.
Her bridesmaids, by the way, were her older sister, Maggie, and her younger sister, Charlie. So these weren't just friends. These were her sisters, blood relatives.
Dang family, and she done this.
Penny says that in the month leading up to the wedding, what she would do would make them, she'd make them breakfast smoothies. And she told them they were slimming smoothies.
Yeah, to be sweet.
Right,
nice.
Right. Look, let's all get skinny for the wedding. Let's have these slimming smoothies for breakfast, she would say.
Get to feeling better.
And they were all like, all right, that sounds great. Thanks, sis.
How sweet of you.
But she was secretly putting a triple serving of weight gain powder from a bodybuilding shop in her sister's drinks to plump them up so she would look skinnier next to them in the pictures. And her plan worked.
Dang.
They both gained enough weight that they had to have their dresses altered to fit.
Do well.
So they had their dresses. They got so big from her from their sister's slimming smoothies that they had to get their dresses altered.
Well, as men, don't we do that whenever we wash our pickup trucks? We try to make our friends' trucks as muddy as they can make them so our truck looks better.
Penny says she looks at her wedding photos now and says, sometimes I feel a twinge of guilt, but I mostly feel happy.
or like your pals all got dates and you don't, so you give laxative to you take them laxative for their dates.
Yeah, what's the guy equivalent of this?
That? Yeah, surprise laxatives or something.
It was sad day, too. Tony found out Jurassic Park was a lie.
We've all been deceived. I wish you'd lucky here.
What?
I hate being lied to.
Oh, yeah, that's the worst, isn't it?
Women do it. They do.
Not all of them, man.
They say that they'll be back. They never come back. Now we got movies lying to us.
How's that?
Says here,
I can't imagine a movie lying to you.
Right here on the internet. On this honest interweb.
Yeah.
Says, despite the Jurassic Park movies and what they say,
Velociraptors.
Yep. Say that again.
Velociraptors.
Velociraptors were only about 3 feet tall, and they only weighed about 30 pounds.
No kidding.
There's no evidence that they hunted in packs.
Really?
Right. And they were definitely too dumb to communicate. And to be, they probably had feathers.
Oh, my gosh. They're giant chickens. I can't believe that, movie lying to you.
Well, they can't make a movie like that.
Man.
Jurassic Park's supposed to be one of them.
Right. It's almost a documentary of dinosaurs. You know, Tony, and this is going to blow your mind, too. Star Wars? Never happened.
It's another lie, ain't it?
Ghostbusters? Mm-hmm. There's no such thing. They don't make marshmallows that big, man.
No way.
They don't do it. They don't do it. Arnold Schwarzenegger?
Yeah.
Not a tumor. He didn't even have one. He didn't have one, and he's full human. He ain't even part robot.
See? Deception.
I'm sorry, Tony.
Deception.
I'm sorry you've been let down all these years.
Wrestling?
Oh, yeah. Oh,
dang.
Just want to get started on that.
I'm 42 to find that out.
That's the only thing that's still real. There was also a story about a guy who found a kitten glued to the road.
A kitten, y'all.
And I don't normally condemn people to hell,
mm-hmm.
but this person deserves it. I'm sorry. I'm not even a cat person.
Dang, hell, huh?
Yeah. A tiny kitten was discovered glued to a busy road in Oregon last Friday. A fellow named Chuck Hawley was driving to work.
That's awful.
He noticed there was a kitten in the road in a busy lane of traffic. He went to pick it up and found out that it was glued to the road with rubber cement.
Glued to the road. Did it live?
Yes, it did live. And he adopted it, and they named it Sticky. Yeah, I swear, yeah.
Yeah, he did, didn't he?
But who does that? I mean, that's the meanest thing I've ever heard in my life.
No kidding.
I mean, that's just terrible. I'm not even a cat person. And that's awful.
No kidding.
A kitten
glued to the road.
Kitten glued to a road, although I did see them open for Metallica back in the 90s. Plenty of negative political ads out there, but politicians aren't the only ones with the negative ads, Tony.
True, true.
And I don't blame this person or this entity. Thanksgiving's pretty upset.
And they're getting even.
I can't wait for this election to be over because I'm sick and tired of negative ads.
Same here.
I mean, it's going to get, and the closer we get, the worse they're going to get. So-and-so kicks puppies.
His mother wears combat boots.
I mean, it's always going to be something like that, but I tell you who's really getting the shaft now.
Who?
Thanksgiving.
Huh?
And Thanksgiving is fighting back because when you go to a store, they've had Halloween stuff out forever, and now they've already got their Christmas stuff out, and Thanksgiving is being forgotten about.
You make this make sense.
So I don't blame Thanksgiving for their negative ads. Here is the latest negative ad from Thanksgiving about Halloween.
I'm Thanksgiving, and I approve this message.
October 31st, vote no on Halloween. Halloween supports dangerous roving gangs of children going door to door to get their fix.
That's true.
When it comes to healthcare, Halloween doesn't care.
It does.
Under Halloween, tooth decay rates have doubled and instances of child obesity have skyrocketed. Halloween is deceptive. Sure, it may look like a sexy firefighter, but don't count on Halloween if your house is burning down. And Halloween is not a legal holiday. If Halloween had its choice, it would allow for more illegal holidays to invade and take over your calendar. Don't be tricked. Halloween is no treat. This October 31st, vote no on Halloween. Paid for by Thanksgiving.
We learned more about the great history of the Upper Cumberland and the alternative history of the Upper Cumberland.
The alternative history of the Upper Cumberland. Today, let's look back into the history at the first horror movie, which, ironically, was filmed here in the Upper Cumberland. It's hard to believe today's slasher movies all started from the first gory classic called Boo, The Man in the White Sheet. In this high-stress thriller, a man named Jack disguises himself as a ghost named Boo, who terrorizes a small town by running down the streets yelling, Boo! Some theaters refused to play it because it was too scary, even though the words Boo were in subtitles because it was a silent film. Boo was too much for most people to handle. It was rated R and made $48 at the box office. Isn't it great to know Freddie, Michael, and Leatherface wouldn't be who they are today if not for the greatness of the Upper Cumberland?
Tony had a brand new word of the day for you today.
New words.
And now, to expand your vocabulary, Jason and Tony present Tony's word of the day.
Skybrows. Skybrows are what happens when a woman draws eyebrows bigger than the McDonald's arches. Skybrows.
Last Tony's word of the day.
And I wrote a new best country lyric that was never written.
And it should have stayed that way.
Hush.
And now, Jason and Tony present the best country music lyrics that were never written.
Susie's in the slammer. She hit Larry with the claw hammer.
That was the best country music lyrics never written from Jason and Tony.
You can't go without today's
Real Good.
Halloween costumes, they don't have to be as expensive as they are, but they are expensive. And if you got two or three kids, golly, it gets pricey.
Yeah, what, it'd be $100.
This is probably more than that, Tony. They're expensive. There's a couple in Tulsa, Oklahoma named Emily and Richie Bulski. And they love Halloween. They really get into it. Well,
they bring the good out in it.
A few years ago, it broke their heart when a little girl showed up trick-or-treating without a costume because her parents couldn't afford her one.
Aww.
So their 9-year-old daughter immediately ran and got an old costume she wanted to give the girl, and it inspired something really cool. Listen to this.
Y'all ain't gonna believe this.
In 2016, they set up like a makeshift costume shop in their driveway where any kid could come and pick out a free costume.
Oh, that's awesome.
They called it Miriam Poppins Costume Closet. After a friend named Miriam, who helped organize the whole thing, and they gave away about 150 costumes that year, including some they bought themselves and then some that were donated.
Dang, 150.
Oh, it gets better. Huh. Last year, they did it again, and they gave out about 175 costumes. That's so, yeah.
Bigger.
Yeah, you probably wonder about, what about this year?
What they got?
500 free costumes are available to any kid who wants it.
These people opened this up in their driveway,
and it just
y'all.
Grew and grew and grew.
And look at that little girl's heart.
Yeah, I know. Starting the whole thing.
And that little girl run, got her outfit, and it started it.
To the Bulski family, y'all are
real good.
Appreciate y'all listening to the podcast today. That's
In Case You Missed It.